member will yell at somebody.
Highly volunteered.
Ready? Okay, 105A. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. So it says at the top of the page, Malikim Hashem and Sreifa. So you have a Truma Tameya that needs to get burnt. And normally, only a Kohen is usually benefits from this. For Yisrael to benefit from Truma Tameya while it's burnt is usually not allowed. Whether that Isser is an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan, or perhaps there's one view that the Rambam doesn't even quote it. It might not be an Isser at all. Whatever. This is a whole raid. But that's the case of the Mishnah. Person's lighting with Shem and Sreifa. So you could do it in Batei Knesios, Batei Medrashos, Mvuas Afelim, dark alleyways, even though Yisraelim are present. Because, why? Because probably the Kohanim are also present. Usually there's a Kohen in the Shul. There's usually a Kohen in the Beis Medrash. And you don't have to actually see the Kohen and identify the Kohen to know for certain that the Kohen is there. The Mishnah is matured across the board, which is very interesting. Okay? While Gabi Chayilim Bershus Kohen. Now when it says by the sick person, it says Bershus Kohen. Even though the Chola is a Yisrael, as long as a Kohen is present. Now, when it says, as long as a Kohen is present, one could have read the Mishnah that that's going on a whole Mishnah in the Batei Medrash, in the Batei Medrash, but it's not Mestaver.
The Kohen present, or it's in the Kohen's house?
No, the Yisrael is sick. He's sick in his own house.
Yisrael is sick in his own house.
Yeah.
The Kohen is just present.
Kohen is coming to be Mavakar Chayla. Okay? Bas Yisrael, just, we're going to see more. 1 second, sorry about that. Let me shut this off. Okay. Bas Yisrael, Shanissus Le Kohen. So now, for instance, my daughter married a Kohen. And then, Heli Mudalava Le Salviyo. Although that's not true anymore, but when she first got married and lived in town, it was true. She'd come to my house all the time. So, Aviyah Madlik Veshusa. So I could, if I had some Truma Tameya, I could light it in my house in anticipation of her coming to my house, even though she perhaps wasn't present right then and there. But the fact is, actually it says here, when she is present. But it says in the brackets in 4 that it's not intended as an essential condition, even if she rarely visits, such benefit is permitted. The reason the Mishnah specifies this case is to imply that even if the daughter has not yet arrived, the father is permitted to light the lamp shortly before her arrival.
But they're expecting her to come.
And the point is, these heterim, or the sermon, whichever way you want to look at it, they don't seem to be that strict in the sense that, you know, it can only be Nana when they're actually present, and otherwise not. It doesn't work that way. Okay. It says since she will certainly be visiting. So apparently it has to be for certain that she's going to visit. It can't be a suffix. Well, maybe she won't show up today. She shows up, you know, every 3-4 days once, so I can light the whole week. I don't know if that would be true. Okay. Alternatively, it says the Mishnah informs us that even if she's just left the house, he can light the lamp. Since she visits often, he can assume she will return soon. That's already even a bigger chiddush, right? That she's going to come back. You know, she just left.
She forgot something.
She forgot something. It's apparently, and if she doesn't return, so it can't be that I was over in Issa, otherwise they wouldn't have been mater it, right? So this is very loose. It's a loosely coupled rule in terms of how much presence the Kohen or Kohenis has to actually be there. So that's what this Mishnah is saying.
It also doesn't say the volume of the Truma.
No, it could be a light, a big fire or a small fire. It doesn't say how big it is. Ma'aligim based on Mishnah. Oh, now we're going to talk about lighting of contaminated truma in a banquet hall. So it's going to be a big light, like you say.
Big crowd.
Big light. Avalo based on Evel, but not in a house of mourning, even though that's also a large gathering of people, and the Kohen may be present.
All right.
Even then, but you're not allowed to in that case. What's the difference between a base Evel and a base on Mishnah? It's not so clear over here. What does it say over here? It says, we fear a non-Kohen might move a Truma lamp to another location and use it there, which is prohibited. In a banquet hall, we're not concerned. We're not concerned if someone's going to move it to another location. Or we're not exactly sure what the difference is here. In other words, have you ever been to Maria Del Rey? So the Shmorg is many different rooms there. You know, you've got the Middle Eastern room, and you've got the French room, and the Italian room. And you have all kinds of different rooms over there for different kinds of foods. So if someone's going to move the lamp from one room to the other room, I guarantee you the Kohen will also move from one room to the other room. That's the point. In the Beis Avel, the Kohen's going to come there, he's going to sit there, he's not going to be moving around. It's not like a Beis Mishnah, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the fun. I mean, I'm with Reb Yehuda over here on this one. Reb Yossi says the opposite. Beis Avel, you can move it in Beis Avel, of love Beis Mishnah, but not in the banquet hall. Reb Meir Eisen Mekanukan, he says it's always also Reb Shimon Matan Mekanukan. Whatever, you've got every possibility here. Would pick your favorite Tana. All right, next. Minayin leparazit shal kain shal hisa shuma yitzel Yisrael. So remember what we said that if you go ahead and you evaluate the value of the para and you guarantee that you will return its value no matter what happens. So when you make such a commitment, it becomes like it's yours mamish. To the extent that if you're a Kohen who makes that assumption, that whatever, a promise, then it's your para, even though it's actually the para of the Yisrael.
Only when appraised.
Well, and only when appraised. That's a good question. It seems to be Shom, but when I'm listening to my cousin say the daf, he doesn't say that. He only said borrowed when he read the daf. Almost as if he had a different gear, so I don't know where he got it from. But we're going to examine the Gemara in just a second. So let's keep that in mind. Whether the Gemara is being makbid dafka on Shom, we said if it's skiras, right? If you rented it, then for sure skiras is like kanya. The Gemara of Edazara, skiras like kanya, and therefore if a kohen rents a para from a Yisrael, he cannot feed it truma because it's not his. But if he's Shom, our Mishnah says, If he sets a set price, then he can feed it to Truma because it is like it is. Now, what's the middle between those two? The middle is if you just do borrowing. So if you do borrowing, it's more than Skiros because you have in Einsin, but it's less than Shom. The fine difference will be Mesa Machmas Malacha, obviously. Mesa Machmas Malacha is Potter by a Shoyal, and by a Shom, he's Chayiv because it doesn't matter. You made a promise to keep it under any condition. So, you know, where do you stand on this? I would say from reading the Gemara, if I wouldn't have hurt my cousin, I would have said, reading the Gemara, it says Shom, it's got to be Shom. It's in a Shoel is not enough of a commitment. Okay. That's what it says. I mean, but how do you know that if you have a parasocial coin that it was a Shuma Yisrael Israel? That Einu Machila Truma, that the Israel cannot feed a Truma, because it's like it's owned by the Yisrael because of his promises. That we learn from this pasuk that the Kohen acquires this. So it means that it has to be completely the Kohen's. Since an animal brought from a Kohen under appraisal is not the Kohen's property, it may not be fed truma. Now, the... I underlined something here, but I don't see it. Or I underlined it. It'll be on the next page. Okay, never mind. Let's keep going. Yochel lo yachil lanok b'kriishin. You might think that you cannot feed it this bitter, this vetch. That why, in other words, because lachmo, so maybe it's only, he can only eat it, truma, that is to say, only a person can eat truma, not an animal. So tamal leimar nefesh. The pasuk says nefesh. It says the pasuk, maki nefesh behema yishal mena, right? Remember that pasuk? So you see that nefesh is used in reference to an animal.
So, Islami, why is it not a problem for Yisrael to take truma and give it to the cow? Isn't it deemed as though that he, the Yisrael, is getting hanah from the truma?
No. No, it's
why?
First of all, truma is not an isra hanah. There's no isra hanah in truma.
Well,
it's not a hektish.
No, but so, he's got a, what I'm saying, okay. I mean, he's got a chiv to give the truma, but in the meantime, he's benefiting from it because he's feeding this animal.
Yeah, it's Minozonoseha is all love. You're right. He has the obligation to feed the animal, but he has this truma. I mean, we're going to see in a second. Just hold on. Well, he just disappeared. I guess he didn't like what I was saying. When you come back, I'll talk to you some more. Okay. Is tani tani yochol lo yisaychol b'kashinim b'tilson. There's another tana that adds, besides kashinim, it adds the word tilson, which is fenugreek. That's passed. So this one would this tana would be matter feeding the animal not only kashinim but also be matter tilson. Now Reb Chizkiya, Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Chiya, B'shem Reb Yochanan, he doesn't like that brisa, and he says less kan tilson. Dvar Torah, okay? That fenugreek is food for human. Tilson Dvar Torah. Tilson is considered a human food, and you cannot feed that to the animal. Okay, that's a zaitik azach. Okay, next.
That's in general for
yeah.
Any animal.
Yeah, this is any animal, any circumstance. Yeah, in 16, there's a big long arichus. We've spoken a lot about this already. That normally, if again one more time. For those who don't remember, if you have human food, Magen Avraham says, in any case, if I have human roi food that's roi for a person, to feed it to an animal is bal tashkas. Okay, so that's across the board. So if you have your supper, you have a nice piece of chicken, and you take that piece of chicken and you give it to your cat, you're even is the rice of bal tashkas.
What if you finished and it's the leftovers?
Well, you know, that's a what-if question. Obviously, if it's trash, then probably it's probably going to be mutter.
Okay.
But, you know, when I threw out my piece of chicken and my grandfather, Shalom, looked at the piece of chicken I was throwing out, he went, I filled chicken, so much chicken you wasted. You know, in Europe, they didn't waste chicken, okay? The spoiled American wastes chicken. Kain shesham parmi Yisrael. Now, loikain tani minayin lekan shakan evad liyisrael by shutfas. The Gemara is now going to ask a very interesting question. Let's suppose the Kohen and a Yisrael buy a slave in a partnership. So it's part owned by the Yisrael, it's part owned by the Kohen. If the Kohen owned the whole evad, completely his, then he'd certainly be allowed to feed the evad truma. What happens if he's a partner? Can he feed the evad some truma? Like maybe can he feed the Eved breakfast truma and the Yisrael feed him lunch truma, every other day truma? Like what's going on over here? So it says over here, no, I feel echad mi meir shabo. Even if the Yisrael owns only 1% of this Eved, he cannot feed him truma. Pasuk says, Tamalari v'koin ki yikna, if he shall acquire a person, the acquisition of his money, he may eat truma. The term of his money implies that it has to be entirely the Kohen's property, partially owned by Israel. He cannot be fed truma. So the question the Gemara is asking is the same should be true if a Kohen appraises an animal, right? We said if the Kohen appraises the animal and accepts full responsibility, then in that case it's as if it's his. And therefore, the Kohen can feed that animal truma. The Gemara does not understand why is that mutter. We're saying here that even if you own 1% of the Eved, that disqualifies the Eved from being fed the truma? So then why by the animal, even though you accepted full responsibility, but Lamaisa, the Yisrael, is the owner. In what sense is he the owner? This is where I underlined it. He's the owner. If the Yisrael demands its return, he must comply, right? So if the Yisrael says, I want my animal back, the Kohen has to give it back. It's not the Kohen has responsibility, true, but it's not his. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How come when it comes to the Eved, even 1% disqualifies it, yet over here, the Shuma is enough to allow me to feed it? That's the kasha.
And the Shuma is to establish its worth, so what?
The Shuma is to establish the guarantee.
That if I don't get it back to you, I'm going to pay you this.
That no matter what happens, you're going to get back your original value. Yeah.
But he's anticipating getting the animal back.
So that's the question. So the Gemara says in 105a3, Tani bar kapara, echadzu v'echadzu lo tochal v'truma. Now, bar kapara went ahead and put out a new version. Either it's a new version of our Mishnah, or he's bringing a Tana that argues on our Mishnah, and it says it doesn't make a difference whether you do a Shuma, whether you don't do a Shuma, under no condition can the Kohen feed the animal truma, because it's ultimately the Yisrael's. So in other words, he accepted it. He accepted this question as like an upslug on the Mishnah's position. Okay? What does our Mishnah do with this question? It's not so simple over here. What does our Mishnah do? It's on the bottom of 18, it says, our Mishnah maintains, notwithstanding the Yisrael's power in this detail, there is no partnership. In other words, it's one thing to say I'm a 1% partner. There is a partnership. You can point to a shutfus. But when it comes to a shuma, that's a certain level beyond partnership. Because I don't accept any loss whatsoever. Okay?
How would you... I thought originally he was going to buy it. That's what the shuma meant.
No, he's not borrowing. He's borrowing it. He's borrowing it with a guarantee that I will return it exactly with the value it was at the time I borrowed it. Even if it dies, if it breaks a leg, whatever happens, if it gets gored, whatever happens to it, I'm fully responsible for the original value. Okay. Now we're on
the. When the Yisrael rents from the Kohen, we say he can feed it through because it's still the Kohen. But why? There's still an achrayus a little bit for a renter.
True, but having a chrayus, like the Gemara says, schiris loy kanya. That's not considered a kinyan in the guf habahim. And therefore, it's mutter to feed it. Okay? Okay, now we're going to go on to the next part of the Mishnah, which is very interesting Mishnah that we started today, which was lighting the oil in the shul and in the base medrash. Okay? You want to know something? Here's a little musser. Here's a little musr. Some goodbye musr for everybody. Because I can't hold back. It's very clear here. Everybody is expected to be in the base medrash and in the base knesses. This business of Baal Batim staying home all week and showing up for chveis for 2 hours for in Shabbos Shacharis, and that's about it. That's not acceptable. This was absolutely not the norm, because if that were the norm, why would I be allowed to light Shem and Shol Truma in any of these cases? The Kohen's never going to show up. He doesn't even know it exists. They're Baal Batim here that I never see in the Beis Medrash. Oy. I'm not going to say what the Gemara says about someone who doesn't frequent his Beis Medrash. Oy. In fact, I will say it. He's called a Shachin Ra.
Oy.
Shachin Ra. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's what's very clear in this in the Agav Orchid. That's the Moser. Okay.
Nowadays, he got multiple base measures.
Shimon Bar Bo. I know. There's all kinds of excuses. Everybody has an excuse.
You'll get the little bottle in the plane, right?
The little bottle?
It's flying Lufthansa.
Maybe I'll get 2 bottles. Shimon Bar Bo, the Shem of Yechon, Kehi Masnisa. This is what the Mishnah means. In other words, when the Mishnah says, Bershus Kohen, he's referring to that last statement. When there's a chola, and it's Bershus Kohen, He wants you to understand that, that the Algabe whole Embrish was Kohen. Homas Niso Kad Maisa, but the previous cases, Afilu Shalom Embrish was Kohen. The Batim Knesias, Batim Adrashas, and the last guy, one other case, it was one other case, no? And the Dark Alleys, right? The Dark Alleys, those were even if the Kohen was not absolutely present, right? Final case, in footnote one, it says the final case, the light benefits only the patient. Underline those words, only the patient. So that's why we have a requirement that the Kohen has to be present, right? Now, he writes here in footnote one of Machlokas between Rishonim. Some say the prohibition for Yisrael to benefit is rabbinic. It's an Issa Rabbanon. And because it's the Rabbanon, so they waived their Issa in certain cases, such as public need. Others maintain this is a biblical prohibition, in which case it's a little more difficult to understand how can you waive an Issa deraisa for public need. That doesn't really make a lot of sense, right? So we're going through how they learn that it's an Issa deraisa. Whatever it is, Rabbi Natan apparently holds it's an Issa deraisa. Now the Rash feels that this Gemara is a raya against Rabbi Natan. How could you hold this an Issa deraisa? This Gemara clearly says that they're heterim, right? Now on the bottom here, some commentators try to reconcile the view, and they suggest that since these public places are open to all, it is entirely possible that at any given moment they will be utilized by Kohanim as well as Yisraelim. It is permitted, even under biblical law, to illuminate these areas with contaminated Truma oil. One need not know for certain that a Kohen is present. It's a svara, a very interesting svara from the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch. Okay. So this is a, so the takeaway here is we have a Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Issur HaNoah is an Issur Drabanan, in which case our Gemara is very easily understood that they were moderate under certain conditions. If you hold this in Issur D'oraisa, you have to really come on to the svaras. That's a pashut. Tanya Pia, Bikur Chaylam Ein L'Shir, beautiful Gemara. That the Bikur Chaylam, even though it's in our Mishnah that we say every day, it does not say Bikur Chaylam over there. It's in the second part. That's where it says Bikur Chaylam. Doesn't say it in the first group of Bikur Chaylam. But here our Gemara says no. Even Bikur Chaylam is also Ein Lo Shir.
Yeah, but it's a shir for how long it should
stay. Right. When we say in Lashir, it does not mean to stay there forever. That would be absolutely wrong. In fact, the Gemara in the Dharma is very clear that you're not supposed to visit a chola early in the morning because then he'd be feeling so good that you won't be mispal for him. Nor should you meet him late in the evening because he'll be so in such bad shape, you'll just give up and you'll stop dominating for him in either case. Rather, you should visit him at a certain time when he's very, you know, it's just in between great and bad, right? So it's clear that there is a shir, that there's a time. What does Ein Lo Shir mean? It means that you can go back and visit again and again and again, that each time you visit, it is a mitzvah, right? Amar Chi Barada, Masisa Amar Kein, I have a right from our Mishnah, the Birkul Cholim have no shir. What's the raya from our Mishnah that Birkul Cholim can be done again and again? Because it says, Agami HaCholim B'Shus Kohi. That you could light the truma tmeya at the chola's bedside because the kohen is there. What do you mean because the kohen's there? What if the kohen walks out? Can are you allowed to continue to light the oil? So the answer is yes, you can. Why? It says it specifies the case of those who are ill to teach the novelty. Then even if the kohen had already visited, he light the lamp over the bed because he will likely return to fulfill the mitzvah again. Sounds like he could even return that same day. Okay. Finally, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah ba kumi Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah has the following question. We say that if my daughter, who married a Kohen, comes to my house, I can light on her benefit. So I'm kedai b'chum ha'shunaf lami beis avi imay Kohen. So that makes sense. What's my right to light this truma? is this truma that I took out of my garden that I grew in my backyard, or is this stuff that I inherited? My mother's father was a Kohen. He was given truma. I inherited it from him. So therefore, I own this truma. So that makes sense. And I can light. There's no problem of gzela, right? So I feel the truma is garno, but what if it's my own granary? So then I have to give to the Kohen. That was Reb Yirmiyah's question to Reb Zeira. He's kind of suggesting, am I allowed to light it even if it's my own stuff that I grew and I have really a chiv to give it to the Kohen? So he answers, how could you possibly say that? If it's not yours, you have to give it to the Kohen. You're not allowed to light it. So. You're burning the oil. What gives you right to burn the oil?
Yeah, but the same thing with the animal. With the animal,
the animal, you're going to feed kashinim. The Kohen is going to feed the animal also. Either way, it's going to be. I'm the Kohen, right? I'm happy for you to feed my animal kashinim because
yeah,
I would. I would have had to feed it anyway. Well, the kashinim are not generally eaten by people as a general rule anyway. So therefore, I'm very, very happy for you to give my kashini truma to my animal, even though you are, in a sense, benefiting a little bit. Yeah. Rabbi Yoina, they had a debate about this previous discussion. The Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yirmiyah was actually suggesting that it would be mutter, even if it was not inherited. So Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yaisi held like Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara asks, "Man da amar b'truma shnof lebeis avi imay kohen." So nicha, that makes sense because you're allowed to; it's your own. Mechelka asya, it's coming from your own portion, so you could light it. Laman da amar b'truma sgarno, but if you hold like Reb Yirmiyah wanted to say, the law came, ain't it tzarich zechia? Doesn't he have to have the kohen take possession of the truma? This might be, you could look in the Rishonim over there by the mitzvah of truma, the Ramban over there and say from mitzvah has all discussion. Whether there's a zaytik mitzvah to give it to the Kohen or not to give the Kohen. Okay, so it's the father's obligation to give the truma to the Kohen. So malay v'mezakalay de'achar. So you're gonna have to say that we're talking about we mezak it to a third party. So in a phenomenon, he gave it to the Kohen to a third party, and then he proceeded to burn it, which is funny kind of zechia. A mezak it to you, and then I go ahead and I burn it.
How can he burn something that's not his?
There's a heter here to burn it so that his daughter will be nana from it.
That's so, a secret.
Yeah, cult will be one. Tani Yisrael v'kohen shahayu shutfis b'chanus. L'mal Yisrael saner shaman shreifa. If they were partners in a store. So the Yisrael can fill it. It can fill the night. It comes at night and I'm restocking the shelves. So my partner is a Kohen. And he happens to not even be in the store. I'm the one working hard in the store. He's busy, at home, taking it easy. So I can light the lamp with Shemot Shreifa because, after all, it's benefiting him for his store to be well-stocked at night, too. That's a big kiddush over here. Mamala Yisrael near Shemot Shreifa. V'ola le'aliyah, he can then go up to the upper story, Yod Bel Hanus, and descend to the shop. Lasso Shrochav Shal Kohen, to do the needs of the Kohen. That example I just gave you. Avalosha Yisrael. But not the needs of Yisrael.
Yeah, but by definition, if the partners isn't half of it.
That's true by the but they can sit but in drasha.
Yeah, so how do you
exactly
say
the same way, right?
How do you say Avalosha Yisrael? How do you divide that?
So it would be something which would be exclusive for him, I guess. Okay. Maybe he had homework to do, He had to do homework. Talk to everybody.
You're not calling in?
Same thing tomorrow night?
One second.